Kalim Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Beis. We're going to talk now about different types of kalim that have double function. And the shaila is, if one function no longer works, and the other function does, at what point does it become ois kli? Calligraphon shenitla kapo. A calligrapher, you might recognize a little bit the English in it, calligraphy, that type of thing. It has, on one side, it has a type of spoon that's used to scrape out gecholim, to clean out a fireplace. On the second side, it has something sharp, like teeth, to pull out bread. We've discussed before in the Tana, the way they would bake bread is they would stick the dough to the side of the oven. So you needed some type of kli to pull it off the side of the oven, took a certain amount of skill. So shenitla kapo, the spoon part, which is more the cleaning out the fireplace, was broken. Tmeya mipnei shina. The other side is a functional kli b'fnei atzmai. Nitla shina, tmeya mipnei kapo. Each side is a kli unto its own. Mikroil is a type of kli that on one side was used to applying makeup for women, and on the other side was something that was used for cleaning out from the ear. Shenitla kaf, tomei mipnei azochor. From the spoon was taken off, the part that was used for applying the makeup. So it has the sharper side on the other one. On the other side, that itself is a shem kli. Nitla azochor, tomei mipnei akaf. Machtev, obviously miloshen ksiva. One side is something that could be used to write on a wax tablet, to engrave letters. On the second side is something that was used for an eraser. So it's a writing utensil. One side is the pencil, one side is the eraser. Is that familiar? Shenitl koisiv tomei mipnei hamoichik. If the pencil was broken, but it's still an eraser, if hamoichik, nitl hamoichik, if that side was broken, Tomei Pnei HaKosef, very clear example. Zoyma L'Sitra, one side is some type of kaffa spoon that skims off fat from a cooked dish. On the other side is some type of spoon, which is like a ladle to pull out contents from you want to pull out a piece of meat that was being cooked in a pot. Shenitla kapo, Tomei Pnei HaMazlik. Nitla HaMazlik, Tomei Pnei kapo. The fork and the spoon on either side function independently. V'chein ha'shen shel mader. This is something that was used in the field. Mader means to work over a field. One side it has something sharp to plow the ground. The other side it has some type of oider to work in the ground. Also has a loshen of combining together clay machresho. In the picture they show a pole. It has a sharp edge on one side which could dig into the ground. The other side it has a two-pronged thing on the top. Where on the top of each prong there's a hook. So clay machresho that are attached to the animals or attached to what the person's dragging along the ground to plow the ground, each one could be held separately, but then they can function together because they're attached to one kli. So again, each one is a function b'fnei atzmei. Shir kulon, the klal, which is the klal of all these halachas, is kedei lasis malachdon. It has to be enough that's lasis malachdon ba'isa rosh. The din of the Mishnah sounds very straightforward. As always, there's what to be ma'isiv. When you open up the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchos Kelim, Halacha Chof, and a little bit weiter. So the Rambam brings all these cases, and most of the cases he brings, maybe one of them he has a shinui, how he explains the Metzius. But the Ravid over there is Masig. It's not clear if it's Asogo, or it's just a different pshat. What the Ravid does with a few of the cases is he makes them into two parts of one functioning kli. That means the way we just read the Mishnah, you have one utensil, one metal stick. On either side, you have a functioning sort of like a Swiss Army knife, where you have inside, you have a bottle, you have a cork opener, where you have something that could scrape a piece of wood, where you have something that could cut a piece of meat. What is three, four different things that are attached to one piece of metal? Why would one take away from the shame kli if it's fully functional, like the other usage? the Ravid limits the Chiddush of the Mishnah, or there is a Chiddush in the Mishnah, when we're talking about one thing, which is used in the Mashal, one of the way the Ravids explain, brings from the Aruch and from others, is we have something that's used to roast meat, and on the other side is used to take the meat off the grill. So there you hear that the two of them are functioning together, and if you have one of those things that that a chef uses on a grill, and now it's half not functioning, so it's not used efficiently. There's a chiddush over here in the efficiency in the usage. For the Rambam's parshonus, we have two different functions, unrelated on either side of the stick. Mechadesi, that there's even a chiddush when it can be used for one and not the other, so on. It's used fully for that one. And as Ken Zayin, Mishnah's Tyrus, wants to say, that the Rambam rival is Shittaseim, the way we explained B'Loshoinom in the beginning of Perek Tes Mehilchos Kelim. The Rambam holds that Kli Matchis, the shame that gives it a Cheshivus Kli, is Mitzad HaShem HaKli. And it could be that in all these things, you'll notice, they have calligraphone, let's say. It has a name of the Kli. This is the way they're made, this is the way they sell it on Main Street in your local hardware store. The calligraphone happens to have two separate functionings, but the Shem HaKli is one. So if the Kli is broken, it's broken. The fact that it has functionality, that's not the Shem HaKli. The Shem Kli is Shem Kli, with both sides functioning, so it's broken. Kamashma, no. The Shem HaKli retains its Shem HaKli, even though only one side is functioning. In the Ravid's world, could be there's no Chiddush in that. The Ravid holds that Kli Mateches is mitzad the Shimush, mitzad the functioning. L'chayr on one side, it's functioning. So what you have to do is you have to say that the two sides function usually in tandem, and the Chiddush is that that doesn't impede the Shem Kli Shimush, Kli Maisa, even though it's not used efficiently because on one side it can't be used. Very Choshuva, Nekuda to bring out. Mishnah Gimel, Charchur is a metal Kli that, again, has some type of round part on the bottom. That's, see in the pictures, it's not round, it's flat, sharp, sort of like a hoe. Shenifgam, it's partly broken, it can't be used efficiently. Tomei achi enotlu rubai, part of it still works, so it maybe doesn't work that well, but it still works. Nishba makufoi, if the part of the metal where the stick is stuck into, that's broken tor, because there's nothing you can do with it. It's completely broken. Kardoim is an axe. It's always the word that's used in Chazal for an axe all over Shas. Shenital Ushpoi, the wide blade, an axe, a regular axe has two parts. It has the sharp curved part for cutting wood, let's say. And then it has the part that's wide in the back that's used for prying, not so much for timber and giving a swing, but it's used for the prying. So if it's nital ushpoi, the blade that's used for carpentry, tamim pnei beis bikui, it can be used by people that are out in the field that are chopping trees. The second saw is not used for in a carpentry shop. It's used for chopping timber, for chopping wood. Nital beis bikui, tamim pnei ushpoi, each side functions independently, the same. Machloitz will speak out with the Rambam Ravid. Nishbar makufoi. Makufoi is the part in the middle, the metal that goes on the head of the axe. And that's what blends together those two sides, the beis bikur with the ushov. If that's broken, you can't do anything with it because you can't attach any useful metal kli to the head of the piece of wood that makes up the axe. So then it's tough. That doesn't function anymore.